gentle ones, blessed ones, children of the Most High. I am the one known as Mary, Mother of Christ, and I am, as you are, Mother of Christ, for you are the Christ and you are birthing the Christ awareness in this day and time. And I come to speak with you because you have called me. You have called me from the depths of your soul, because these are times now when much is changing, and there are times when you want the comfort of the Mother, the symbolic Mother, to be with you, to guide you through whatever needs to be looked at and understood. It is a time now of birthing, a great time now of birthing, much of changes going on. And you have felt these changes and you have resisted some of them. You have felt these changes and you have flowed with some of them. And a lot of the time you have cried out, either to me or to my son, asking for guidance, asking for comfort, asking for the enlightenment, but most of all, asking for love. And always my love is with you. For truly, the little child of you is greatly loved. The little child of you that still exists, even though the body has grown taller, the little child of you wants to be held, to be nurtured. And this I do for you. Why? Because I know you. Because I know how wonderful you are, the child of the one creator, the creative force. And I love that which you are. In these times that are so fraught with changes, you hold on to whatever has served you in the past, and you look to the future with hope and with trust. And with a little thread, you hold on sometimes and you say, I know that I will come through this. I know that what is on the other side of this has to be good. It has to be divine. For I decree it, you say. And you have decreed it. And it will be and is divinely ordered, so that you come to a place of knowing, of realizing just how wonderful, how beautiful you are. The soul of each one of you cries out to allow the brilliance of the soul to shine once again in your own remembrance, to birth that shining light of the Christ, and to nurture yourself even as you accept the nurturance from others. It is a time of asking for nurturing, and that is okay to ask for it. For otherwise, how will it come to you if you do not ask? You have a saying in your holy scriptures, ask and you shall receive. But it is necessary to ask. First of all, it is necessary to have the clarity that comes with the asking. What do I truly want? What do I truly desire? What part of me is hurting? What part of me has yet to feel complete? What part of me wants to know? And when you become clear about what you want to ask, immediately, right on the heels of the question comes the answer. It cannot be denied you. For always if there is a question, there has to be an answer. And as you will become clear about what you desire, the answer is already there. Again, you have the writing in your scriptures that before you ask, he will answer. Yes. Your deepest desires already are known. sometimes not to yourself, because there is somewhat of a cloud that you put in front, a cloud of unknowing, and you say, I do not exactly know why I'm here. I do not know exactly what I want. And perhaps you do not know it with the mind, but with the heart, you do know it. And what you want is love, acceptance, realization of who you are. And with that realization that my son talked about in previous evenings, you move into the space of true remembrance. I will not say true mastery, because already you are the masters who have agreed that you will serve one more time in a place of forgetfulness, some semi-forgetfulness. But you will come to that place where you will know who you are, and you will treasure it. And you will treasure everyone else, because you see them as the Christ, and you nurture the Christ of them. That is your work to do. It is to nurture the Christ, as I did. To nurture that Christ with great love. To see the Christ in each one. To behold it and to love it. And to bring it forth as much as is possible so that the other one can see it. Now, there are times when ones will need yet the process of time to complete whatever they are completing, so that as you behold the Christ in them, they may not yet see it. And that is okay. For I will say to you a great promise, a truth, if you will, that in time, everyone will come to know the Christ of themselves. They will come to know the Christ of one, oneness and wholeness, and a great freedom in that innocence of not knowing separation. That is what your word innocence means, not knowing separation. You can contemplate that word sometimes, see where it takes you. For there are many levels of innocence. And the holy child of you is the innocent one who already knows who she is and who already celebrates life just by being here and allows others to celebrate the Christ because they behold the Christ in you, as your grandfather does. You have been doing in these past 5 days what we did quite often in the days and times that you spent with me. Yes, you did spend time with me in the Essene communities. For there was the Essene community at Mount Carmel, a most wonderful place by the sea. Many of you are drawn to the sea, and it is because of ancient remembrance. And there was the Essene community that you know of as Qumran, where you also visited. Some of you worked there, studied there. And there is a knowing of the solitude of the desert that calls to you from time to time. It is not by accident that you find yourself in this lifetime where you abide. And it is not by accident that you feel a calling in this lifetime to go and visit places. It is not by accident that you find yourself here, surrounded by the most beautiful mountains and the flowing water and all of nature that you have created for your own enjoyment. For in those days and times that we spent together, there were some larger communities of which now you have the records. But there were many smaller communities where we came together. Sometimes they were as a village, where everyone in the village was of the Essene persuasion. And here I must say that the Essene persuasion was one of knowing holiness and of beholding the Christ in everyone. It was one of love and support, one of true community and communion with nature, with all that is. You have some writings that are extant, even in this time that write of Essene teachings, which speak of more ritual and more severity of observing ritual. And some of the communities, yes, as you have nowadays when you have gatherings and you have various ones called together, some of the communities had more ritual than others. And over time, there was more adherence in some of the communities to the ritual, where it was important that you follow the letter of the ritual, even in the Essene communities, yes. But the bottom line belief was that which you have experienced together in these days together, one of beholding the Christ and knowing that you were accepted, loved, and valued because of who you truly are. And there was friendship, true friends as equals, that was known. That was the underlying foundation of the Essene philosophy, as you call philosophy. So there were many places. All of you were and are great travelers. There is a certain restlessness within you that wants to travel, wants to be amongst others of like mind, and you will seek them out in various different places. And it was true in the day and times that we spent together. For we would travel to villages, and we would sup one with another in great joy and humor, as you have done these days together. And sometimes on the journey between villages or communities, whatever you want to call them, there would be houses, dwelling places, where there would be family who would open the doors of their dwelling place to us and to share in communion as we were on the journey from one place to another. So you have been doing, again, in these past few days, that which you know very well to do as an ancient memory, to make trek, to come together with others of like mind, like heart, and to celebrate just being together. Celebrate that which you have to give, the food that you share together, the laughter that you share together, the support that you give to each other, the words of encouragement, just spending time with each other and renewing old, old friendships. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine, that is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you once again this evening, as you have called me forth to be with you in this way. Great joy, always. It is your true nature, the freedom, the innocence of the Holy Child. Great joy. You will know from time to time the happiness of the world, and that is a clue, a stepping stone, if you will, to knowing joy, the true divine joy of being. So in every day, practice finding something to be happy about. Even if all of the rest of the day doesn't seem to be all that great, find something in that day to be happy about. For truly, if you look, you will find it. And as you look and you will find more. For that which you look upon appreciates, and it will grow in your consciousness to the place where you find more and more to be happy about, to the place you are in joy of life. I spoke to you on the very first evening that I am come that you may know life and to know it more abundantly, to know the joy of living and to know the abundance that is around you. Abundance does not have to mean the golden coins. Many of you are here, have come to this gathering, not with the golden coins, but through the energy of exchange, the energy of being. And you worked miracles, seemingly, to be here. For the golden coins are but one way of seeing abundance. They are just one way, avenue, of knowing abundance. And you have in your world examples of many who have many golden coins, and yet do they know abundance? Are they happy? Not always. You are very abundant, always. Everywhere you look around you, you have the abundance of nature, the beauty of nature. You have the abundance of friends, more and more. You have the abundance of the ones in this grouping who have come to be with you in a feeling of family, a growing family of recognition. You have abundance everywhere you look. So as you will allow yourself in these days to focus upon happiness, health, abundance in that way, you will find more and more of it being in your reality. It will grow. We have spoken of moving into fifth dimensional awareness. And that is a place where indeed you will know truly abundance of being. But you do not have to wait until you make that shift. In fact, it is important that you make the shift in looking for abundance and recognizing it in all its forms before you are in the awareness of fifth dimensional mastery. So it is an easy thing to do just before you lay the head upon the pillow in each evening. Look back over the activities of the day and pick out one point of happiness, one point of joy, something that brings you a feeling that, yes, it is good to be alive. And if you cannot find anything in that day, allow yourself to focus upon the flower, the nature, the tree, even the sound of a bird. Or, if that is not within what you are experiencing in that day, breathe and thank the abundance of the air for being there for you. To be able to breathe freely, what a gift. And yet to take it for granted most of the time. And if you don't have it, then you realize the importance of it. So breathe freely of the abundance that is around you and thank yourself, the Creative One, for all that you are bringing forth. Everything, call it good. I am come that you may know life, true life, to come truly alive, not to be afraid to live, but to be as this one was in this morning, leading the joyous singing and really in that feeling of life. Allow yourself to express without reservation the love which you are. Sometimes it will be called forth to be in the exuberance. Sometimes it will be called forth to be in the gentleness and quietness with a friend to support them. You will know, you will have your guidance. But allow yourself to know life, truly to know it, to appreciate it, to live it as the gift which it is that you have given to yourself, and to know the abundance of life. You will find then that some of the other constrictions that you have felt as to even the golden coins will begin to ease. There will be miracles in your life. For as you begin to count your blessings, you have that saying in your world, you see that there are more and more everywhere you look. If you look for problems, if you look for constriction, you will find it. You have already tested those waters. But if you look for abundance and you look for happiness and you look for love, channels of love where you can give love, you will find those as well. And you will feel yourself coming truly alive, not just existing, not just putting one foot in front of the other for each day to do that which society asks of you, or that which the body may ask of you to do, but you will come to a place where you are truly alive, and you will know that that is the Christ manifesting in your life as you. And that, beloved ones, is the secret which is not hidden from you. It is simple, yes, easy, with a bit of practice, yes. It takes only the willingness to make a slight shift to practice. First thing in the morning when you awaken, instead of going through the inventory of what you have to do in the day, allow yourself to focus upon the breath. Just an easy breath, even before you put the feet on the floor. Focus upon the ease of the breath. And thank yourself for the respite that you have allowed the body. Then go about the activities of the day. The world will present to you questions in that day. That is the way of the world. It is the function of the world to bring to you all of the questions, all of the deadlines, all of the things that should be done. But having started off the day in a place of blessedness, just one moment of breathing will change everything in the day. And as you feel yourself going through the day and becoming a little more constricted, perhaps, about things, because you will, there will be ones who will come right up in your face and they will say whatever they are demanding of you. And you will look them eye to eye and you will do just what you did. You will breathe deeply. And you will take your time to abide in silence for a moment or so. They will wait, and if they don't wait, then your job is done. You don't have to worry about them. They're gone. Take the deep breath and abide in silence for a moment or so until you feel the peace of that breath, and then go on from there. Fifth dimensional awareness is a gift. Again, that you give to yourself. It is what you are moving into because you have asked, there must be more. What more is there to life? There has to be more purpose than just doing what society says I have to do. There has to be more than just nurturing and nourishing the body so that it keeps on keeping on. There has to be reason and purpose. There has to be more. And so you have questioned, you have sought. You have gone to classes, you have gone to teachers, you have taken all kinds and you have given all kinds of workshops in your quest to know the more of you. And yet, the more of you, you carry with you always, inside of you. But as this third dimensional reality believes and will present to you, it seems to be the more of you that you seek seems to be outside of yourself. But that is because this dimension believes in coming in through the back door. And yet coming in through the back door is blessed itself because at least you come in. Allow yourselves in every day the moments of peace, the moments of the deep breath, the moments of the smile that radiates and illumines the face, that reaches out to others and gives them encouragement. Allow yourself to do that which is being asked of you now, even by our Holy Mother, the Earth, to be in communion with the Divine Self of you and of her. For there is much that is shifting and changing within your individual lives and within the collective and also in the evolutionary process of our Holy Mother, the Earth. much of change that is happening. And as you will abide in knowing life, true life, and the fullness of life, you allow the shifts and the changes to be easy, gentle. When ones are in resistance, that is when you have the cataclysms and the more upheavals. But as you will go with allowance, as you will go with the true nature of you, the joy of you, the innocence of you, with the flow of life, then you find that everything else goes in the flow. You saw that happen with many of your arrangements for getting here. Sometimes there were the obstacles that came up, and as you surrendered finally to those obstacles, then everything opened up, and here you are. I saw many of you run into the obstacles and have a good laugh about them. You said, well, this is part of the adventure, and that is true. On the morrow, many of you will have more adventures as you return to your dwelling places. Not adventures of the traumatic type, but adventures of experience where you will see with new eyes, because of the 5 days that we have spent together, you will see with new eyes the scenery, the people, the activities. And even if they don't come together quite as expected, you will see the miracle of surrender within yourself, the miracle of, okay, Joshua. I've heard this a few times. Okay, Joshua, what's going on here? Take care of it. And so we do. I do not say, and so I do take care of it, but so we do take care of it. For everything has its season. Everything has its timing. And sometimes you arrive ahead of the timing, and then you wonder what the obstacle is. In truth, it is an opportunity to breathe, to abide in fourth dimensional awareness, in the intuition, in the place that says everything is in divine order, even if I don't see it. And then to move into even fifth dimensional awareness that begins to see, as you can do with your 20/20 hindsight, but even in that moment when you are in fifth dimensional awareness, you see how everything works together. And that frees you from the heaviness of the world. You make for yourselves the challenges, not as a negative thing, but as opportunities for allowance, for surrender, for expanded vision. You make for yourself the challenges so that you can know how strong you are, how you can take a certain worry and you can gnaw on it like the dog does with the bone, and you can chew on it and chew on it, the worry about this or that, until finally, as the dog does with the bone, you get to the marrow of it, the good part of it. And then you see the blessing in it. You make for yourselves the challenges in order to know how creative you are and how strong. Over and over you prove to yourselves how strong you are, because after all, look what you have come through up and over in order to be here. As you look back through this lifetime, there have been tests, things you had to do that maybe you didn't want to do, challenges, and yet you have come through all of them to the place where you now have greater wisdom about yourself and greater confidence. Most wonderful word in your language, co-fidence, co-faith, believing in, together as one, confidence. You know how you feel when you feel confident? You don't feel alone. You feel like, yes, you can do it, and you know there is a presence and a power with you. And that is true. Always it is true. But when you feel confident, you feel like, okay, I can do it. It's all right. I know it's going to be okay. I know there is a power and a presence flowing through me, and I feel confident. You may, I give this to you as a promise, you may feel confident about the future. Yes, we have spoken that in the next 6 months, especially 4 months in your timing, there are going to be shifts and changes. Some of them are going to look a bit as if they are meeting a resistance, some upheaval. Some of the other changes are going to be more subtle and more gradual. But you can meet all of them with confidence as the master which you are and count it all as good. Now, the details of this have yet to be worked out. But I have spoken with my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, so that we can meet in a gathering such as this more frequently than just once a year. You are the extension of the Christ energy in this plane at this time. You are my hands. You are my voices. You are my love in expression that ones can receive. You are, as you would call it, a core group, a group that has agreed that you will work with me on certain, you will call them projects. I will call them evolutionary leaps, because they are. So I have spoken with the one you know as Judith to work out some details where we can meet more often than just waiting until your next summer month. It is my request. I will not say that it is necessary, but it is my desire. So there will be communication, and there will be some facilitation so that we can meet again. Now, I know some of you have made trek over far distance, and you are saying, well, Jeshua, I don't know if I can do this more than once a year. What about my employment? What about my responsibilities? I will say to you that where there is desire, where there is expectancy, there is manifestation, and it will happen. It has been my great joy to abide with you in this manner, to be with you in these days where there has been an enlightenment and a heightened sense of truth that you have shared with each other. It has been my great joy to behold the physical radiance of each one of you and to look into the soul of each one of you and to see the soul in its progress, leaving behind old baggage, letting the past be the past, and moving on from this moment now, free of the past. All that which has been before you came to this gathering, all that which has been even up till this evening when you walked in to this meeting, is as water that has gone over the dam, finished, complete. When you leave here in this evening, you are a new person, and you can leave all of the old behind, because in truth that is where it is. It is past. Go now in true joy. Go now in celebration of life. Know life in its fullest. Know the abundance that is around you always. Know that the Christ of you lives in that fullness. And it is what you have agreed to do. It is to give it freely back to anyone who will receive it, to allow it to flow through you, to be in truth the light. A bright light. Each and every one of you, go now enjoy and celebrate that which you are. And we will meet again soon in this way. So be it. For all of you have known each other many, many lifetimes. And it is not by accident, no matter how spontaneous the decision seemed to have been, it's not by accident that you have found yourself here with the group. For this is truly your family. You have biological family, yes, and you have chosen to be with them for various purposes. But you have a larger extended family, the family of the heart, we have called it, and it is the family that you have known throughout many lifetimes, and you renew it one lifetime after another because it feels good, because you know home, because everywhere we traveled and we found in the various dwelling places or communities, we found home. Not only the welcome of friends, that was there as well, but the remembrance of the true home, the remembrance of divinity, and the remembrance of the Christ, the energy of the Christ. And we always celebrated that remembrance, usually with ritual, with the communion, as you have come to know it. We did not call it that in those days. It was just breaking bread together and being happy that there was the nurturance of bread, of food, to sustain the body. And the symbolism of the food being nurturing for the body, also nurturing the spirit and the soul. And there was always, as there has been in this time, much of support, laughter, friendship. And the revelations that would come forth in that laughter. For oftentimes, as you have noticed in this lifetime, out of your mouth will come something that you did not know was going to be said. And it held within it the kernel, the answer of what you wanted to know. Or someone else would say something, and you would hear it for the first time, and you would come alive. That has happened in these days, and it happened in those days as well. For oftentimes, we felt a feeling, what do I want here? A magnetic almost feeling of being drawn together to seek out. And we traveled great distances, as you have done in this time, to be together. In order to come up higher in the understanding and remembrance of the Christ. For in those days, the world was very much as it is now. There was much of conflict, much of confusion, much of energies set one against another, brother against brother, sister against sister. There was fear, as there is now, playing its part. And so we would seek out each other in order to get past that which the world would present. As you do in this day and time, you come to be together in order to uplift the viewpoint, the perspective, and to know, not just to know mentally, that is very good, that is the first step, but to know with the heart the value of life itself. That life is good. Not just to say that life is good because someone has told you or you have read it or you should believe that life is good, but to know truly life is good and I am glad to be here and to come alive in that as you have done in these days. So we would feel the attraction, the pulling, to sometimes pack up a few belongings and to travel long distances to far countries, to be with one another. And there were, as you would call them now, various outposts along the way where we knew we would find welcome. As you know, in this day and time, you have set for yourself a most wonderful network where even within this grouping, you now have friends in various parts of the country that if you go somewhere, you can call them up and you will say, I am coming. Do you have a spare bed for me? A place on the floor, perhaps? I will rent a sleeping bag and I will be with you. Already in what seems to be a grouping that have come together almost by chance, and yet it is not by chance. You have set a network, and there are others who were here in previous years with whom you keep contact, so that wherever you travel, you have various outposts of friends who will welcome you, who will be happy to see you, and to discuss the latest of whatever is going on. It is wonderful what you do. You nurture each other, and you give to each other a knowing that always you will find a welcome. One of the things that you are doing now and that we did for each other in those days that seemed to be so long ago was to encourage the inner dynamics of moving into the place of beholder, the place of expanded awareness, that which my son has called in the previous evenings when he spoke with you, the fifth dimension. Moving into that place where there is a knowing of the divinity within self. If you want to know something, or if you want to have something, I have seen you put your energy into making it manifest. If there is great desire to do something, to write a song, perhaps, you put that desire together with the energy to make it manifest. And with the expectation, the knowing, as you felt when you started to write the song, that you would write it. So desire plus expectancy, expectation, equals manifestation. You have your desire. You want to know fifth-dimensional awareness. You want to come into that place of claiming who you are and feeling the power, not the worldly power, but the power of the Christ. And you expect, as my son has spoken to you, that before the end of this year, you will know fifth-dimensional awareness. You will move into that place of being the beholder, being able to see third-dimensional reality. And all that goes on with appearance, you will not deny the world. You will see what is going on. But you will move into that place of fifth dimensional awareness to be able to behold everything as good. So you have the desire. Otherwise, you would not have been responding to the call to be here. And you have now the expectation that within the next few months of your timing, you are going to move into that space. And then that equals manifestation. Desire plus expectation equals manifestation. It has been said in some other words, that formula, but it all comes down to the same. Right?
Right.
What you do now together aids the expectation. For where two or more are gathered together in the same desire, supporting each other in the expectancy, manifestation of what is desired will come forth. You have a most wonderful saying in your world that was true in the days and times we spent together, when the woman is being fulfilled, and you say, she is expecting. And the father as well expects something to come forth from his seed. And there is an expectancy. There has been desire, yes. And then there is the expectancy. And then there is the manifestation, the small one. And as the small one grows, there are desires and expectancies of how this one is going to bloom, to blossom. Each one different. Most wonderful. Those of you who are mothers, those of you who are fathers, those of you who are aunts and uncles, you have seen the small ones from very beginning of birth. You look upon them, and each one uniquely their own person. And you watch them as they develop, they grow, they blossom. And you smell the aroma, the fragrance of how they blossom. And you are in oneness with them, even as they may go through the storms. For no flower is ever protected completely from the storms. But you see, even as a flower may be a bit beaten down with a storm, it comes up and blooms again. Remember that. What you do together now, I bless. You are birthing the Christ in your own awareness. You are coming into the fifth dimensional awareness of divinity of self and divinity of others. And then that takes you to the place of beholding divinity in everything. Everything created and uncreated. And that, beloved ones, brings you home. I stand at a place of welcome. I stand at a place to welcome you home. I stand in the place to give you comfort when you ask for it. I stand at the place to give you all my love. And then what do you do with it? You pour it forth to others. Please. So be it.